scaring the shit out of people and stuff. He's caught it. He's got the vid. The Rona is within him. And he's given it to a whole bunch of people in the White House or vice versa. Whatever, whatever. The whole White House is catching things, man. It's freaking weird. But the man's going out, right? He's still looking tough, right? He's biting his lip and he's in tremendous pain is what he's doing. But it's pretty freaking funny to see. I don't know if it's just me, but like, it's pretty haha. There's a lot of humor in this circumstance. I see Tommy Lahren, everybody's favorite conservative pundit, telling Joe Biden that he should wear a purse because wearing a mask is something effeminate and, you know, tough men catch COVID, I guess. I mean, they, you know, they tough it out and maybe die. So anyway, it's very funny. Are you laughing like I'm laughing? Because I know I'm dying with it. Get it, dying. So yeah, Donnie is having some trouble in this time. Hey, remember the debate we saw? What a shite show. What a scary circumstance. These are the free world's leaders, plausibly. Yeah, I'm not impressed with either of these candidates. I don't really have a true soft spot for Donald Trump, even though sometimes I talk like it. Nonsense. The guy's an idiot. They're both idiots. But, you know, I guess for me, there's a sick Schadenfreude. I just want pain. And, like, Donnie's painful and funny because there's so much humor in being so dumb and stuff. Like, it's pretty cool. And, like, maybe I just want suffering around me, you know? Like, that's what I'm into. But, yeah, that's another thing. Rest in peace also to Eddie Van Halen. This is breaking news that Eddie Van Halen has passed away from a battle with throat cancer. This is the pioneer of two-handed guitar tapping. The guy that brought you neoclassical guitar solos and cheesy haircuts and stuff, you know? And, like, dive bombs and stuff. Like, this guy's a guy, man. He's, like, a real true, was one of the last remaining true guitar gods that has passed on to the next side. And it's, you know, life is a fragile thing, especially in these times. So I guess this is the time for gratitude. Like, it's gotta be your attitude in these times, or, like, your brain's probably gonna bust. Like, it's a weird friggin' time. So yeah, let's have love for our people and things of that nature. Yo, before we talk about anything else, I'm not doing a lot of talking today. It's another one of those where I'm spinning some cuts and I'm gonna dip. But right now, I implore you, if you're a Hamilton resident, if you're not a Hamilton resident, if you ever went to Soybon, if you ever skated on four wheels at some point, or you're a longboarder, or you do sick tricks and stuff, you know, even if you're a BMX bike guy, I don't friggin' know, but the Kill Room in Hamilton, Ontario, there's some concerns right now with keeping this establishment in place, and I want the Kill Room to stay there. Frig, Sia Troubles practices there. We practice there friggin' every week. I'll be there today at 7 p.m. I'm gonna go on a press rehearsal at the Kill Room, and we need this spot to stay there. Listen, all of your punk rock infused hip hop shows that are high energy and crazy, that are underground a bit, where are you gonna throw those? If not the Kill Room. The Kill Room is the spot in the hammer for your hip hop punk rock crossover loudness. That's where you go if you want to have some sick Suicide Boys type shows. That's the place. If you're trying to go see Felker's band, if you're trying to go see some skate punk, where the frick else are you going to go? It's the Kill Room. It's the place. Yes, I know it's quarantine. Maybe you're not seeing what the Kill Room can offer, but I'm telling you, there's no sicker spot. Probably in Ontario, man. Like, there was Soy Bomb in Toronto, a skate park, and you can put shows there? Sick, it's a party. It's gone. Right? The Kill Room is here in Hamilton, and it's kick-ass. Are we going to lose that? No, we're not. Because you and yours are going to donate to the Kill Room, and we're going to save it. If you got Insta, and I know you do, just type in the Kill Room, at the Kill Room, you know, and it'll come up. All the information is there on the stories and posts. and we can throw them a few dollars to see if they can stay afloat, because it's truly a beautiful venue. If you're a skater and you don't know about the Killer Room, what are you dealing with, fam? You throw them a few dollars and you can skate at a sick spot. It's beautiful. It's the intersection between the great cultures, you know? The culture of punk rock and noise and things of that nature. The intersection of, you know, skateboarders with their thrash magazine and their fisheye lenses and all that jazz. And then the rapper kids who listen to some, you know, Lil Peep record and they want to be angsty again. It's all there. It's all there. And some crackheads and stuff and weirdness. But listen, listen, it's not about that. It's not about that. The beauty of the Kill Room is, it's amazing and it's beautiful and, like, you should donate to them and it's sick and, like, let's keep it open. It's probably one of my favorite places in the world. I look forward to going there every time I go there. Let's keep it good. Rest in peace to Hammer Records, at least the spot that they're in. It seems like they're going to be moving out of there. That's too bad. We were trying to play a show for them this month, but it may not happen. I mean, it definitely will not be happening in that specific building. Yo, am I chatting too much? Of course I am. I know I'm a radio guy, but, like, shut up, right? Yeah, I know, same. Donate to the Kill Room. I love you so much. You're so great listeners. I'm going to play you a Blood Incantation track, an Eddie Van Halen track, and a next new tune that you've never heard before. There you go.
story drying out on a tranquil summer's evening. Can't get enough of your dulcet tones, your terrible jokes, your love of kayaking, and why you couldn't care less that everything I say is painfully obvious and incredibly boring. Cause you're the kind of girl who could spend an interesting evening with a grain of salt. And the fact you declined so many marriage proposals, well, that gets me pretty hot. In the beginning was the word, and you've been down since day one. Alexa, set the alarm for 3 a.m. and turn the heating all the way up. Alexa, order a copy of the Cool Greenhouse's new record. Just 10 tickets to all of their shows. Alexa, call mom. Hey Cortana, set a timer for 1 minute and 16 seconds. Hey Google, play the song Alexa by the Cool Greenhouse. And there's only one thing I like more than a stereotypically subservient female automaton, and that's a stereotypically subservient female automaton that's unbelievably crap at its job. Because when you're asked to play girl band, I love girl band, or you play the Shangri-Las,
I also like the Shangri-Las,
and when you're asked to play us, you call the greenhouse suppliers, and you show a clear preference for the white middle class. And it's a shame you won't live as a
friend.
But then again, who does? Alexa, open the parfait doors.
I can't do that, Dave.
And I wonder who monitors your toilet breaks? Alexa, email my credit card details to my contacts list. And write me an undeniably clever final line.
Oh, that was one of my favorite cuts. The song is called Hey Alexa, and that's by The Cool Greenhouse from the UK. Previously, I played some Blood Incantation. The song is called Starspawn. You know, like Starseed, the whole, you know, how like New Age hippie, you know it. And that was also some Eddie Van Halen. The real, real Eddie Van Halen ain't talking about love. It's a two-chord song. That's pretty punk rock to me. I mean, it's not, but two chords and crazy guitar solos on top of it, I can't really complain. Like, I'm into that a lot. Yo, thanks for listening to the show. The greatest show there ever was, Expect Defiance. I'm going to play for you a record. It's by Mystery Jets. The album's called A Billion Heartbeats. It came out this year. This is for you. Denzel Gordon signing off. Expect Defiance.
Yeah. lost, will you show me the way? Endless city, I am barking up the wrong tree today. Endless city, in my home and my horizon. But could I ever step off the treadmill that I'm moving along? Here, where the people run on fear, you might disappear, trying to survive. Endless city, she's calling out across time zones. Where you can be never on your own, but still always feel alone. Endless city she broke before she reached her dream. Or to be the perfect cog in a perfect machine. We'll be right back.
different sides. Hold on to what's inside. I'm to a feeling that you can't deny. So yourself to someone you love too much. Hold on to what's inside. Onto a feeling that you can't deny. So
cold and wicked, cruel and wretched.
There's a world outside your window and it needs your son. Lunatics are reading Bibles and are buying guns. No matter what they say, no matter what you've done, their words ain't worth the paper that they're printed on. Don't let them tie you down, lie and say you're sick. They put you on the pill, but what you got cannot be fixed. Never forget we're not like the other kids. All we ever wanted was to make the needle skip. Tonight, no one can stop them, only me and you. Tonight, no one can stop us, nothing they can do. Tonight, no one can stop them, only me and you. Tonight. So don't. Dropping distant bombs. Never forget we're not like the other ones. All we ever wanted was to make the needle jump. Tonight no one can stop them, only me and you. Tonight no one can stop us.
Heartbeats by the Mystery Jets. That was throwbacky and also future forwardy. What a beautiful, beautiful record, in my humble opinion. What else I got for ya? This is Baxter Dury, or Dury, some shit like that. And the record's called The Night Chancers. Another record from this year. I had to sign back on just a sadist. Thank you for listening. Expect Defiance. And this is me signing off again.
trying to fear.
Ce n'est pas mon problème, je ne suis pas ton chien. Ce n'est pas mon problème, je ne suis pas ton chien.
Trousers, shiny cheekbones like graveyards in the sun, murder shoes, dirty eyes sizing up. Just don't say it. Sleep as angels have blessed us. And I'll shout you down in a slumlord way. Scary people saying silly shit.
spiff, with an open shirt, scales brief, and a high level bronzer. Going up like it can be. And all the pain. Ah! It's a Cartier party. Hashtag me. Then you dribble on the paper. Slapping on the paper. But you're beautiful. Oh, yes, and there's angles. Everything except the fact that you got the taking cast and the cast in the back. Pretend that you love me. Pretend that you love me.
Too late. face. No one ignores me. Drugs and tales. There's nowhere deep to swim, only selective friends with funny names. There's free drinks for the pencil thin, and there's nowhere. There are swans and patios. There's nowhere deep to swim, and the great writers of fashion.
I know. I took
got something I want to keep. I loved him so.
I took that pill. Who's laughing now? La 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 la.
Rushing past you, and you're semi-dozing, not caring.
Waiting for the life, nothing but the chances. Say nothing, say nothing, say nothing.
And I'll lie down and let the cars run over my lifeless body. Each wheel represents pain, necessary for all of us.
Waiting for the life, nothing but the chances. Say nothing, say nothing, say nothing. Waiting for the life, nothing but the chances.
Baxter loves you. Baxter.
listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hello there, everyone. Welcome back to Thrasher's Paradise with better sounding audio because we now have a microphone. I'm Colin.
I'm Kevin.
And yes, you can actually hear Kevin. He's not being quiet this week.
No, this time, well, yeah, with the new mic, it should sound a little better.
Though we do have two of these mics, so we do need to get that adapter thing.
Yeah, we can get that this week through Amazon.
Essentially, that is the Amazon person.
Yeah, well, she's the one that controls the credit card numbers.
Oh, Kevin.
Well, I choose Kevin. Not to. I choose not to, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Sure, but no, Kevin, we got a fun week in store for these lovely listeners. What do we got planned for them this week, Kevin?
Well, seeing as we can't travel, we might as well take the music and travel for them.
Yes, because we're in a band.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding. Not kidding. We're in a band called the Lone Rangers. It's a tribute band.